Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fourth. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Chuck Scribner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ray Baer. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meyer. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Horta moves to third. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horta tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaFleur for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Meyer steals second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field. Hairston picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hairston. Meyer scores. Ogilvie moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. Staub moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a line drive into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Essien and he is out, Bannister applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston strikes out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Spencer trying to get to home. Ogilvy throws the ball into Joaquin Fuss, who tags Spencer, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Stein moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Essien and he is out, Brohmer applying the tag. Two outs. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Joaquin Fuss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0 for 1 in the game. Scribner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Gossage covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ogilvy moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Ogilvy moves to third. Staub moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ogilvy tags and scores. Staub tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. Thompson scores. There goes Wackenfuss trying to get to second. Lemon throws the ball into Bannister, who relays the ball to Broemer, who tags Wackenfuss for the out. It's 5-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scribner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Essien for the out. Hairston moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Monroe now pitching. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-for-2 in the game. Scribner takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards second. Broemer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Meyer steals second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a line drive towards third. Stein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Jim Essien. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bear scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.